This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Last year I covered, I think, like 15 or 16 of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's glorious names. And from now until Friday, inshallah, I'll cover another 5. That's the best I can do for this year. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us another year to live, hopefully we'll cover a bit more next year. So I have the 5 names inshallah chosen, and I'll start with the first one. The first name that we'll start with today is Ismullah al-Wali. Ismullah al-Wali. The only part of doing this for me that I have to kind of do a little search is the translations. I've done this in Arabic a number of times. To translate it to English is one heck of a job. How do you translate Ismullah al-Wali into English in a way that actually makes, you know, encompasses the spirit of the name and makes sure that it actually fulfills its purpose? So the best translation I have, and you may like this, you may find something better, is the protecting guardian. Allahu a'lam, Ismullah al-Wali. And why? And I use that terminology because the beauty of understanding Ismullah al-Wali is understanding the difference between it and Ismullah al-Wakil. This is the whole point, is because they're different, they're not the same. Many think, you know, it's the same idea. Maybe, yeah, there are similarities, but there are differences that are important as well. And that's what I'll start with before I define the name. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His name al-Wakil, it's an open contract. Anyone can make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his wakil, the one who watches over him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not choose. If you say, Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil, in your heart you have dependent fully upon him, you accept everything that he gives, you're okay with it, you're going to continue to do your job to the best of your ability, knowing that whatever comes your way is something that he approves of subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's not going unseen. It's accounted for. Everything that's happening to you is accounted for. That's Ismullah al-Wakil. And I talked about that last year. I think it's a very dynamic name. It's very important for us as Muslims. Wali is a bit different. Wali is for those who have some aspirations in life, those who are a bit more ambitious. Because Ismullah al-Wali, you get to say, Ya Rabbi, you are my Wali. But now he has to say the same back. He may and he may not. Al-Wakil is open. The moment you say, Tawakkaltu ala Allah, it's a sealed deal. You don't need anything. He's accepted you. He is your Wakil. But when you say, Ya Rabbi, anta waliyi, I've chosen you as my Wali, good for you. Alhamdulillah. Now all that's left is that he chooses you as his Wali. So it's a go back and forth. So and he chooses subhanahu wa ta'ala based on, well, you know, I think we kind of get an idea of what that sounds like. In Arabic, the word wali is important. Those of you who studied or went to school in an Arabic country knows that if you weren't good that day, then the principal will tell you, go, ujib ma'ak wali amrak. Bring with you wali amrak. Bring with you your wali, someone who is your wali. In English, actually, it works out to your guardian. You have to bring your guardian the next day, and that's of course the worst day of your life. You have to go tell your dad that you have to come with you, and you're going to get hit there, and then hit there, and then hit again, and it's going to be a mess. So, but he's your guardian. And when you think about it, imagine a child. And just for the sake of understanding the importance of this name, imagine a child who's told, "Bring wali amrak, bring the wali, your wali," and he says, "I don't have one." And you're standing there. He doesn't have a wali. There's no one. He doesn't have a father or a mother. No one cares for him. No, there's no guardian for him. It's a sad idea. The young sister the sister who's getting married, there's always a wali. Isn't that the word that you wali? Someone there for her. Someone to show that this person is loved and cared for and will be protected. So when you're marrying her, make sure you understand her status and make sure you understand your boundaries, because she has a wali. Yeah, if she doesn't have a wali, it's a bit. We use it now as a, you know, it's a form of oppression. It's not a form of oppression. It's a form of care, guardianship. Someone's there. Someone cares. Someone is there. That's the point of it, if you understand the word. So that's his name, al-Wali. Look at the Quran. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُلْ أَغَيَّرَ اللَّهِ أَتَّخِذُ وَلِيًّا فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ يُطْعِمُ وَلَا يُطْعَمُ قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَسْلَمُ. Say, besides Allah, anyone besides Allah for me to choose as my protecting guardian? How is that impossible? فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the one who created everything, who started everything, he who feeds and never is never fed. Say I was ordered to be the first Muslim. I mean, the first person to say I'm a Muslim. Look at Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam as he goes through. I love this part of the story. Because when you look at the story, his life was one roller coaster, basically. You never knew. I'm pretty sure Sayyidina Yusuf had no idea what was going to happen next. He had gone through so much. He probably got used to it. That one day he's the spoiled child of his dad. The next day he's sleeping in a well. After that he's in the castle of the king of Egypt. And then he's in jail for a decade. And then he is the king of Egypt. And so it's just this roller coaster of a life. At the end of the surah, he says, "Rabbi, قَدْ آتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ." He says, "Ya Rabbi, you've given me the sovereignty. I'm a king now, and you've taught me, and I'm wise, and I know. You're the one who created everything. أَنْتَ وَلِيِّ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. I've chosen you as my protecting guardian." But he already knew at that point that Allah chose him back, right? إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُخْلَصِينَ. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ نُصِيبُ بِرَحْمَتِنَا مَنْ نَشَاءُ. All the ayat in Surah Yusuf that Allah is pointing out that he has chosen Yusuf, he has protected Yusuf, he cares for Yusuf. And that's why Yusuf alayhi salam said that clearly. أَنْتَ وَلِيِّي فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. In the Quran, Wallahu waliyyu al-mu'mineen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting guardian of all mu'mineen. Inna the Prophet is commanded to say this, Inna waliyyi Allah. Indeed, my protecting guardian is Allah. Alladhi nazzal al-kitab, the one who descended the book, huwa yatawalla al-salihin. And he chooses to protect. He protects those who are salihin. It's not anyone. But is there some definition of it somewhere in the Quran of who's going to, who's the candidate? Ala inna awliya Allahi. Right, لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. That's what you get if you're one of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no fear upon you, there is no sadness to enter your heart. Well, at least in the long run. And then the ayah after it, الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. The ones who believed and showed piety in their behavior. So it's not like this thing that's impossible. Sometimes we're told, in order for you to be a waliya of Allah, for Allah to choose you, you have to be something outside of the realm of what is possible. Not to be some guy wearing white, elevating over, hovering over the earth, not really walking with a long beard that is perfectly in line, and you're so much light is coming from you that you need to wear sunglasses. No. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. اتخذوا من دونه أولياء. They chose guardians and protectors besides him. فالله هو الولي. He is the Holy One, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وهو يحيي الموتى وهو على كل شيء قدير. Jalla Jalalullah. Let's take a look at the Quran is filled with these ayat. I can go on forever. But let's take the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's approach, because that's where we learn how this all works. What was his dua alayhi salatu wa sallam? Right? The dua that if you don't know any dua, you make this one. You start Allahumma hadina fi man hadayt, right? Na'afina fi man afayt, and then you say it. You say, وَتَوَلَّنَا فِي مَنْ تَوَلَّيْتَ, and choose me as your ally. When you look at the Qur'an, translation of the Qur'an, I looked at least 10, they all translate awliya Allah as the friends of God. I don't know, the friends doesn't sound very interesting to me. It's more like the ally. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you as his ally. You're on his side, you're under his protection. Right? مَنْ صَلَّ الْفَجْرَ فِي جَمَاعَةَ فَهُوَ فِي ذِمَّةِ اللَّهِ. You pray فَجْرَ جَمَاعَةَ, you're in his dhimmah. I mean, you're under his protection, you're his wali for the day. Anyone who messes with you is messing directly with him, and he'll take care of it. So today, anyone who bothers you, just walk away. Just, don't worry. You'll be taken care of later. I don't have to do anything about you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm in his dhimmah today. وَتَوَلَّنَا فِي مَنْ تَوَلَّيْتَ. But you can see from the dua of the Prophet is very clear. He's saying, تَوَلَّنَا فِي مَنْ تَوَلَّيْتَ. You choose people to make as your allies. Ya Rabbi, choose me to be one of them. One of his dua, alayhi salatu wasalam, as well. اللهم تَوَلَّ أَمْرِي وَتَوَلَّ أَمْرَنَا. Take charge of our affairs. And it's his choice, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do what. You see, it's a back and forth. You say, Ya Rabbi, you're my wali, but then he has to say the same. Even a more interesting hadith from him, narrated by Bukhari and Muslim. He says, alayhi salatu wasalam, man aada, is a hadith Qudusi. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is narrating, it's not Quran. Man aada li waliyan, right? Faqad aadantuhu bil harb. He who chooses to show animosity to one of my awliya, to those whom I've chosen to protect and guard. فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْضِ. Indeed, I have declared war upon them. We don't find the word war in a narrative from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except two times. Here, and then in the riba. فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Only twice in all of Islam, I couldn't find any other situations. But then, if you're interested to know how to get that, the hadith actually tells you exactly what to do, if you're interested to know. مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ أَذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَضْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. And you cannot do anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes more than doing the fara'id, than doing the salawat al-fara'id, and praying and fasting Ramadan, and paying your zakah on time, and doing hajj and shahadatayn. There's nothing more than what he has made fariḍa, he has made obligatory upon you. You do that, that's what he likes the more. وَمَا زَالَ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. And this servant who's already done the obligatory issues or obligatory actions will continue to do voluntary acts of worship. He will keep on doing them حتى أحب until I love him. فإذا أحببته, and when I love him, كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به, I'll become he hears through me. وكنت بصره الذي يبصر به, and he sees through me. وكنت يده التي يبطش بها, and he moves in this earth, and he does things through my will. وكنت رجله التي يمشي بها, and he walks through me. Of course, it's all figure of speech, right? But the concept is understood. وَلَئِن سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ. And if he asks me, I will give him. وَلَئِن اسْتَعَاذَنِي or اسْتَعَاذَ بِي in different narration. لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ. And if he asks, seeks refuge in me, I will grant him the refuge he seeks. So that's what the wali looks like in the Quran and the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. Are there examples? There are many examples. Let's give a few. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was thrown into the fire, that's an example of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intervening in with his name, Al-Wali. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمُ. So the most enjoyable days of his life, alayhi salam, was spent in the fire. When he was asked what he enjoyed, what the best times of your life was in the fire. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that moment intervened with his name, Al-Wali. You see, Fir'aun, when he drowned, he really didn't figure out who was Musa's wali, who was the protecting guardian of Musa, until he drowned. Once he was drowning, he figured it out. Oh, now I understand who's looking out for Musa. So he amantu annahu la ilaha illa alladhi amanat bihi banu Israel. Okay, I believe in him now. I believe in that protecting guardian, but it was too late. Al-an wa qad asayta qabl, it's too late for you to be accepted for that. Look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fil ghar. When he's in the cave with Abu Bakr, and they're standing right there, and all it takes is for someone to just look down a bit, maybe just take a look into a small hole, and they never do. إِلَّا تَنْصُرُوهُ فَقَدْ نَصَرَهُ اللَّهُ إِذْ أَخْرَجَهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ. If you will not stand by him, if you will not grant him victory, well then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will. He will do it subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I remember the day he was in the ghar and he was alone. He's only he and his friend. قَالَ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. He said, don't be sad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. There's a man called Asim ibn Thabit, radiallahu anhu, one of the Sahaba. He was amongst six people who are called Shuhada Yawm al-Raji'a. It's a beautiful story, it's a long story. I'm not going to go into the details. But Asim, radiallahu anhu, was a man who was sent by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach a certain group of people Qur'an, and they betrayed them, and they started to kill them on the way. And they killed all six of them. Eventually. And Asim was one of the early people, one of the first people who died, and he was fighting back, defending himself. And as they were, as he was dying, Allahumma ihmi jasadi la yumathiru bi, Ya Rab, protect my body, I don't want to be mutilated. Because the reason was that there was during one of the wars, Asim had killed someone, and the person's mother had vowed that if anyone brings Asim's body to her, she was going to do something horrible with it. She was going to do something that I'm not going to say in the masjid. But he did something very horrible. And he knew that. He knew that was going to happen. So he made dua, radiallahu anhu, Ya Rab, tawalla amri, in so many words, radiallahu anhu. And after he died, they came to take the body because his body was worth a lot of money if they gave it to the lady who was asking for it. And they found it's not bees, but it's wasps. Just wasps surrounding his body. They couldn't come close. So they said, "We'll wait until the evening, and the wasp will go away because a wasp sting is pretty nasty." So they waited. Before sundown, it rained. It rained heavily to the point where, if you're living in the Middle East, in Arabia specifically, when it rains, it quickly small rivers open up because the earth is not used to having that much water. So a small river picked up and it took his body, radiallahu anhu, and no one ever found him again. Not then and not today. No one knows where Asim ibn Thabit, radiallahu anhu, was ever buried. And when the Prophet ﷺ was told, قَالَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَصَدَقَهُ اللَّهُ, he was honest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was honest with him. So how do you live with the name of Al-Wali? How do you benefit from it? I'm going to give you two hadith the Prophet ﷺ narrates, both in Sahih Imam Muslim. The first one, يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم, من ولي أمرا من أمور المسلمين. ولي is from the word wali. It means those who are in the position of being guardians or protectors, or those who are taking care of someone or responsible. من ولي أمرا من أمور المسلمين. So you're responsible for the Muslims in some form. فلم يجهد لهم, and does not put his full effort for them. ولا ينصح, ولم ينصح لهم, and does not put his full effort in giving نصيحة. And teaching and educating and being for them, لَمْ يَدْخُلْ مَعَهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, who will not enter Jannah with them on the Day of Judgment. Another hadith also in a Muslim, he said, اللَّهُمَّ مَنْ وَلِيَ أَمْرًا مِنْ أُمُورِ أُمَّتِي فَشَقَّ عَلَيْهِمْ فَشْقُقْ عَلَيْهِ. Oh Allah, he who takes responsibility to protect or guard my ummah in any form or way, and then is difficult upon them, and he doesn't treat them properly, يَا رَبِّي, difficult upon that person. So what do you do? How can you live with it? تَوَلَّ أُمُورَ الضُّعَفَ. You want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be your protecting guardian? Then you be protecting guardian for someone. Look for someone who is in need. Someone who is in need of financial, spiritual, social, or just personal help. Someone who's really in need, and be their protecting guardian. Protect them, guard them, help them. Be their wali. Speak for them. Be the voice that they don't have. Be the voice that they don't have. Look for someone who is voiceless and be their voice. And then you are wali of someone. And if you are wali, see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuses for you to be better in any form. You cannot be more generous than him, you cannot be more merciful. So if you show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are wali of someone, then, and you've already put yourself out there, Ya Rabbi, you're my wali, and I want it to be a two-way deal. You're my wali, I want you to make me your wali as well, Ya Rabbi. Well then do that for someone else, and it's almost a guarantee that he will do that for you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-wali. I'll end with qawlihi ta'ala, Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min al-dhulumati ila an-nur. We all know this ayah, but we rarely maybe think about it. I can think about it in a different way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a protecting guardian of the believers. He removes them from a state of darkness to a state of light. That's what you get when he's your wali. He'll move you from a state of darkness and light to a state of light. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمْ الطَّاغُوتُ يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ. And everyone besides them, they have many different awliya. They have protecting guardians from different. They choose others besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect them and guard them. And these will move them from a state of light to a state of darkness. I hope that was helpful. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ بِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ. بارك الله فيكم.